Talk Black. It will feature opinion pieces, social content, video, along with, I guess, being a platform. What's the bigger picture here? Is it to operate as a publication of sorts?
It's going beyond like news and media stories. You've seen a lot of research in the US around, there's a lot of people that say, you know, in Black history in the US that, you know, with the establishment of like Black History Month, that they didn't really know a lot of the content that was happening and how maybe historic injustices create modern day policies and impacts and that sort of thing. So it's about news, but history, but kind of melding them together and kind of bridging the gaps for people. So it's more than a news site, but it is also political, but it's not a political in a way that's like we're going to both sides of the argument. We're going to talk about how does that sort of shape our politics that we go through today, basically.
Sure. So, like, to that point, right, the larger objective for any initiative like this is to, well, initiate or facilitate change, right? So whether that be public opinion, policy, et cetera, you've only got to look at yesterday, right, for those that celebrate Jan 26 with post-colonial symbolism, you know, Australian flags, Southern crosses, whatever it is, drinking on the beach, you know what I mean, having a good time of it, with little regard for First Nations concerns, which get decent profile, whether that's without thinking, right, or in genuine defiance. So those people likely aren't going to engage with something like this, like Talk Black. How do you combat this and appeal to a larger audience instead of those that are likely going to be across what's going to be on Talk Black anyway?
I mean, I think that it's about providing a platform for people to go to. I don't think, you know, people that oppose us, and that's, I actually don't think that lots of people that do celebrate on this day necessarily oppose First Nations people and things that we're trying to do. Hmm. Maybe they're just not aware, but
that's a good point.
It is true that over the last 10 years that the amount of people that turn out to Invasion Day and Survival Days and rallies and celebrations dwarfs the amount of people that turn out to official celebrations for Australia Day. And so I think that there is a growing empathy and understanding that this is something that we need to talk about. This has always been a day of truth-telling for us, and it's almost moved to the point, it's like, it's not just one day. Like, the conversation around January 26th starts right at the beginning of January and continues on for a week or so after. So we are having a national conversation. And I think that, like, that's really important for us, but more importantly, I really believe that we also are in a period that, you know, in the next maybe 5 years, that there are some really big transformative things that could be happening to us, mm-hmm. whether we're talking about treaties or we're talking about truth-telling commissions. These things are happening and the conversations are happening. So I feel like, we've seen in the US, I mean, not in the US, in Canada, with First Nations people there, truth-telling commissions right around the world, that it really has laid a platform to be like, well, how do we reimagine the relationship and our shared history?
Sure. Tell us about the podcast then that you'll be hosting. Will that be more, I guess, personality-based? Will it be long-form reporting of sorts, or will it be about individuals telling stories in that regard in a more personal sense?
I think it's a little bit of like continuing to spin the yarn that I travel around the country so often to meet with different communities. We campaign together and really have the luxury with the other First Nations campaigners in my team to do this thing. And when we come back, people are always asking, like, who are you talking to? Do you know this person? I'm like, oh, yeah, like, we've had this different conversation.
Yep.
That's why they're protesting on this thing. And so it's about having the conversation about what's happening around the country, not just news, like getting into the conversation, maybe bringing people in and, like, let's have a talk about, you know, why is this thing happening? You know, what are we doing to combat the issues that we're facing in our communities? Because there's so much really good stuff that's happening. Mm. It's not always covered in the mainstream media because it's not that big of a news story, because maybe it's a really small community or something like that. And so hoping by covering like truth telling and protests and a bit of like our kind of Black politics, that it's a conversation that people might get a better understanding. Like, have amazing people lined up to be guests on the show. So going around having a yarn with different people, but also just having a talk within our team and talking about, you know, what's going on and our take on things.
Sure, because that's the thing, isn't it? It's all about the little things that add up, these little stories that might be taking place with one person in a rural area, in a tiny community that are doing something that isn't necessarily going to have a major shift on a national scale, right, whether it be political or whether it be general. I mean, they might just be doing something in their own backyard and it's a great initiative in itself. So it's important to give that a voice as well, correct?
Yeah, and I think that it's such a, you know, people love podcasts. You like, you know, stick it in, go and do a, go about your day and that sort of thing. And we often get asked like, oh, can you write an opinion piece on this? Can you explain this and that sort of stuff? And that, like, that's one, it takes a bunch of time. But I also felt like, you know, our mom necessarily doesn't consume a lot of media that is necessarily written or mainstream news websites because of a lot of history around the way stuff is reported. So I think by saying, hey, here's a news platform that we're going to talk about kind of like what's going on in news and that sort of stuff. And if you want, you can jump on. But this news is, and you're a non-Indigenous person, you can jump on there. But this is really for First Nations people by First Nations people. And I think it just has a more, not necessarily a positive spin to it, but I think it's something that people would really like to engage with. I've talked to lots of people and they're really excited about the podcast and, you know, the guest that we've got on, Chelsea Wadigo, who just wrote Another Day in the Colony, is our first guest, and it's a really good yarn.
That's great. So Talk Black online, so it's talkblack.org.au. You can go and check that one out now, but the podcast releasing in a couple of days, correct?
The podcast is dropping tomorrow, is available wherever you get your podcast.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Larissa. I appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you.
Cheers. Have a good day.